Yuri Shamil, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Willie.
Now, Yuri, what year did you start painting?
I started when I was very little. I think I was, ever since I can remember, I was painting and drawing. But my first recollection of coming into contact with oil painting was when I was about 5 in Kindy, I think. I visited my grandfather, who used to paint as a hobbyist, and he had oil painting set up at his house. And so I was intrigued, but I wasn't allowed to go near it. So I wasn't allowed to touch oil paint until I think I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Okay. And did you grow up in Japan? Is all of that still in Japan?
Yes. I grew up in Japan, and I came to Australia when I was 10 years old.
And so you've been here for a long time now.
Very long time.
And this year, I would say, has been quite an exciting year for you because you were named a finalist in the Archibald Portrait Prize.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Yeah, how did you feel? How do you find out? Do they call you? Do they send you an email?
I received an email, and when I first saw it, I thought, oh, and I was pretty excited. And yeah, I didn't know what to make of it because it was quite rare for me to have a interesting emails like this. So that was pretty exciting.
Who was the first person that you told?
I told my son.
And what did he say?
He was pleased. He's very subtle, but he's very pleased.
Oh, very good. And now tell us about the painting, because it was one of my favourites in the finalist collection. And it's quite different because it's quite a small piece compared to some of the other really big major works. But describe the painting for us as best you can.
Okay. It's as you said, it's a very small painting. Smaller than an A4 size sheet, I guess. 25 centimetres by 20 centimetres, I think. It's a self-portrait. It's a self-portrait with a title, Carnation, Lily, Yuri, Rose. This title came first as a concept many, many years ago when I was studying painting. And I came across this painting by this artist called John Singer Sargent. And his painting titled Carnation, Lily, Lily, Rose was very beautiful. And I just wanted to grab the name, actually. The painting itself was beautiful, but the name was, it was good for me because my name, Yuri, means the flower lily in Japanese. So I wanted to borrow that name.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So that's how it began. And so initially I thought of putting myself in a room holding paint brushes and with a vase of flowers. And I started to paint that. And I thought that kind of looks a little bit boring. And so I wanted to give it a little bit of a twist. So I put myself in front of a wallpaper of roses, put myself in a dress covered in the flower lilies, and then I thought what to do with the carnation. So I thought about it a little bit and then decided to put a pantry behind where I was standing and put some carnation milk behind it in the pantry.
Oh, very clever. And what do you get feedback from the judges saying this is what we liked about it or this is what we saw?
No feedback as such. So I was actually pleased that I got him, but I'm not sure what they liked about it. But that's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was wondering that because I think when I was first messaging you about it, I was saying that, you know, it is a very quiet piece to observe. Like you said, it's 20 centimeters by 25 centimeters, but it's very beautiful, and it's almost, there's a power in that quiet conversation. And it is quite a contrast to some of the other very big, very prominent pieces. So I'm always interested to, I mean, I guess we don't ever find out what the judges think about the individual works. But yeah, I was wondering if they did send you any info.
Oh, I would love to hear from the judges.
I know, right? All right. And I think they had a huge number of portraits this year to go through. So I guess, I don't know, whether it's just too much time for them to get back to everyone.
Yes, I wonder about that. I wonder if they ever get back to these finalists to let them know what they thought. So, yeah, it'd be very interesting.
Yeah. Can you remember the first piece that you sold?
Yes. It was at, I went to Julian Ashton Art School, and I think it was a first year, end of year student exhibition, and I had a still life painting, and I had my friends come over to have a look at it, and they bought the painting, so I was very pleased.